Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, hello. Hello, Nitzamazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the health of workers in organizations, of the employees in organizations. You can ask questions live and we will try to answer them on our show. Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, so today we'd actually like to talk about how do we cause employees in an organization to be healthier, feel better. So there are many researchers that show that healthier employees lead to a healthier organization and that it pays off for the organization and for the employees because you're absent less days, you're sick, there's less sick leaves, and people feel better, more pleasant to come to their place of work. They like coming, etc., etc. Everyone benefits. Now, in the past year, organizations really put this as it's like the most important thing that they're dealing with. There's a project called Healthy Workers, Healthy Organization, which encourages organizations in Israel, maybe also around the world, to encourages employees to live a healthier lifestyle. Now, these organizations are going to go through a certain process that I'll explain about in a moment. And different reporters will follow up on this process for 50 weeks and will examine the measure to which this process influences the measure of the health of the employees. It'll be documented, etc., etc. Now, there's some information about this that says that the way to implement such a process is to encourage the organization to be smoking free, the environment should be, the working environment should be cleaner and safer, more physical activity, to eat a healthy diet, to bridge between or balance between career and home life, family life, how to decrease stress. And this entire process will be accompanied by experts, group work, lectures, workshops, etc., etc. There's an entire process here that is going to accompany organizations, and we actually would like into this process that is going on already to add the unique, our unique part of the wisdom of connection, the integral approach, the part of how much good relations between people can contribute to their health. So, first of all, if we can hear your approach, what would you add to such a process? I'd say that finally, after many years of working with the public, with organizations, after many years that these organizations have been working on it, we start understanding that the health of the employees is important. It's something that was known before too. But lately, we discover that the relations between people are very important. There's much research about this, and there are many organizations and experts that are trying to build inside these organizations, within groups of workers, employees, co-workers, a good relationship, a proper, correct relationship between people. We see how beneficial it is, not only for the produce, but for the health of the employees themselves. That, all in all, we're very much dependent on our relations. And I'm very happy that gradually humanity is nonetheless starting to understand how much the relationships between people are more influential, have a greater influence over a person more than anything else, both in the family, at school, between children, everywhere. The relations between people where they meet on the street, where they drive on the road, where they're in public transportation, not even talking about workplaces, but the relations between people, the more positive a person's attitude is with a smile, he influences other people, their good mood. There's need for more and more research, and it will come for sure, but we need it. In general, we have to see the result from the good attitude between people, how much it organizes our entire life, our attitude to our life, our habits, etc., etc.
Suppose
we now accompany some organization, suppose 100 workers, not too big, that wants to become a part of this project to improve their health, lifestyle, etc. Now, beyond what we talked about before that probably they will do, what would we add to that organization? There's a CEO, there are managers, everyone wants to support the process. How would you integrate your ideas? First of all, to explain how interdependent we all are, how interconnected we all are, that the atmosphere, even if we don't talk about it, but how much the atmosphere in the space that we're in works on everyone, influences everyone, even without words, that we introduce positive or negative energy into the air where we are, into the space that we're in. And that's the main thing. What does each of us feel consciously and subconsciously, without words and in between words, everyone's attitude toward everyone else, how much friendliness does a person feel? Does he feel that everyone's friendly? And how much that awakens a good, a positive attitude in him toward others, that it rids us of pressure, tension, etc. These are well-known things, only that what we're lacking isn't just to measure them, but also to see how do we benefit them. Yeah, you mentioned positive, negative electricity, that this is about the atmosphere that we generate. Many times we say that we want positive energy instead of negative, but we don't know how to do it. We understand that that's important, but how do you generate something like that? We have many experts in different organizations, in different fields. You have psychologists that go there and try to build such relations between the workers, so that what they'll feel in the air, the attitude that they feel in the air, that it will relax everyone. That it will create friendly relations, a good and nice attitude toward each other, a willingness to help. Even if people think about it, without talking about it, it is already felt in the work, in the results. I can say that I once read this study that, it measures these things, 1 to 3, and it says that for every negative word towards someone, you need to give three positive words in order to somehow balance out the damage that you've created. 1 to 3. But the thing is that we can't generate the good. We're aware of it. We're aware that it's not good, that it's bad. But still, we're generating a toxic environment, atmosphere. We can't get out of the bad atmosphere that we're creating. It's like a closed loop. Dr. Lightman, undoubtedly, creating a positive atmosphere, that's a much greater effort. It's much more difficult than generating something negative, evil. This is our nature. That's willing to do it, and we're willing to criticize anyone and everything, whoever's around us. Whereas, it is very difficult to do something positive. Even if we're willing to make the effort, we don't exactly know how to, you know, bring it out in a negative, in a positive way, this kind of influence toward each other. All the more, before I smile to someone, and that this smile won't be like, you know, the smile of a secretary that needs to welcome people, but for it to really be a smile with positive results. So it has to be from the heart. It's all against our nature. Our nature is egoistic. We can't think positively about each other to begin with. If someone thinks that it's easy, then they simply don't understand their nature, and they're very far from positive influence. To learn how to generate positive influence, and this is deep, profound work, a big problem for every person. The ideas you've just mentioned, do they have to be a part of the explanation? You said that the first stage in an organization is to explain. Dr. Lightman. So explanation starts with learning who we are. We are an egoistic desire to receive pleasure, and we get derive pleasure out of controlling each other, dominating one another, being greater than the other. That all in all, I need every time to feel that I'm more than others. By that, we derive a positive feeling. By that, we can feel safe. Confidence is the main thing. And I measure my confidence in relation to other people, to the measure to which I control them, that I'm better than them, etc. And therefore, all of our actions in life, who do we get married with, how do we build a home, how do we smile to our children, everything that we do, we look at others that compared to them, we will, you know, come out winners. It's not about money. It is not a winner, but that will benefit from it. It is, which is my status. I measure myself toward others. And we can say that a person, his entire life, fights for his status in relation to others. The main thing is for him to feel himself more than others, better than others. This is our nature. It doesn't change. And it really forces us to fight for it every moment, all life long. Owen, how does it influence our health? Dr. Layton, we don't care. We don't care about our health. The main thing is that I feel safer, higher, greater, stronger, etc. And if I pay for it with my health, then I do. Nitsa, why do I pay with my health for wanting to feel superior, for wanting more, to be more, Dr. Lightman? Because our ego is greater than any other value. I need to feel that I'm strong, confident, on a higher level, willing to pay even with my life for it. Nitz, I understand that I'm paying for it, but I don't understand why does it have an effect over my health, Dr. Lightman, because it demands serious effort and in these efforts, I don't take my health or fatigue or time or anything else into consideration. I do what I need to do, what a company demands of me or society demands of me in order to be a part of it, in order not to feel ashamed. I do what society demands of me in order to succeed with my children, etc., etc. A person from the point where he feels himself as a person that's a part of society, and until the day that he dies, he's constantly concerned with how to elevate himself and feel more respected toward others than others. Well, we're talking about a work environment here where naturally there's hierarchy, there's the boss, etc., etc. But what I felt is that it's not about the title that I have, but it's a different kind of struggle, that it's really about hierarchy. It's not really about hierarchy, but what am I struggling over besides my title or how am I called? If we're talking about an ordinary person in an organization, then what I struggle for is my respected place, that I will be respected by as many people as possible, and that they will understand that I am worthy, and that I'm a part of this organization, and that I'm where I'm supposed to be, and even that I deserve more. So this is a feeling that accompanies any worker wherever he is, whether he is a big manager or a simple employee. Everyone wants to feel it, Dr. Leitner. Right, and subconsciously that's how everyone feels and how everyone behaves. Nitsa, this is what creates the negative electricity you mentioned before, the negative energy, that's the engine. Dr. Leitman, could be positive, could be negative. Depends on how management in that company arranges these things. If management doesn't look at it, then really it's a quiet, silent kind of struggle between everyone. And if management's concerned with all these things and somehow arranges these relations
over them,
between the workers, then already they invite a psychologist, they invite people that give lectures even, that play special games with them, and then by that they decrease the negative pressure, tension, and besides that, they can introduce different competitive games in order to break the way things previously were in that company, etc. There are many things here. A question I'm getting from viewers, how do I, as a CEO, create an atmosphere where employees won't compete for their status? Dr. Lightman, is it good? By that, you stop people from developing, you stop the company from developing. If every person in that company or society won't want to grow, as a CEO, you don't benefit. So there's a conflict. Exactly. So what do we do? That's the thing. Otherwise, it would have been easy. Owen, going back to the point we started with, the health of employees. Smart CEOs already understand if I want for my company to succeed, that's the closest station. In the long run, I need to make sure that my employees will be healthy. Now, your focus, you're putting the spotlight on the relations between people. Everywhere ones are fighting for their status. I have a company, 100 workers, 100 people constantly fighting, struggling over their status, to feel that they're respectable, etc., etc. Now, you're saying don't suppress that because you'll stop stop the development of your employees. Maybe they'll be healthy, but not effective. How do I combine the two, both make sure that my employees are healthy as a result of better relations between them, and also that they'll remain competitive? First practical step, what do I have to do as a CEO? 100 workers. That you want for all of them to be healthy, that's true. That you want for all of them to be greater, better than what they are now, true. Along with that, you need to arrange between them when the competition starts. You need to arrange the competition in such a way that it won't break the good relations between them. Otherwise, their entire energy will go on. How do they start harming each other? And the question is, how do you make it so that they will work to the benefit of society? What are they competing over? Each is competing for a higher place, naturally. Naturally and not naturally. You need to encourage it. But the competition that you're talking about, what do we compete over? I motivate competition as a CEO. Everyone has to show that he deserves more. More of what? More of everything. Everyone. Just like every soldier. It's good that he will show everyone that he deserves to be sergeant, etc., etc. Better and better. More and more. So how is it, how does it differ from the natural competition that we have, Dr. Lichtman? The entire thing is that we want to do it to the benefit of that company so that everyone will be interconnected, that they will help each other in a way that even that each gives the other room to advance, makes room for the other to advance. Not everyone's upgraded like in a row, in a line at the same time, but nonetheless, they're all willing and help each other. So if previously competition was to my own benefit, how do I advance my own status? Dr. Lichtman, you know, you manage the company. So you move everyone aside and put yourself at the top, queen. Right, and now you're telling me that it's not good that everyone helps everyone because we want for everyone to take a higher and higher place. So it's not that we suppress our desire to climb the ladder of degrees and statuses, but we help each other climb together. That's the difference. Previously, I used to step on someone in order to climb over their head, and now you're saying climb all of you together, and that will influence your health, Dr. Lichtman. Not only your health, it will influence everything. First of all, we're in positive competition. Everyone's going forward. We really see light up ahead. And this is something that's really appealing, and it draws all of us together. And for the sake of this, all of us have to be connected together. Oh, and I want to ask Dr. Lichtman, too many positive things, where are the negative ones, Dr. Owen? No. Suppose you and I were in competition. Someone will win, someone will lose. Dr. Lichtman, no? We need to build such an organization where everyone will be content that in our society, everyone will take up the most suitable place for them on the ladder that fits them best, that all in all, society will benefit as a result. And it doesn't matter, will you'll advance 2 degrees, I'll just advance 1. It won't hurt me. Why? Because all in all, if we decide that that's better for the company, then all of us are advancing. The main thing for us is the social benefit asset. And accordingly, we will then get the results. Okay, I understand that it's to the benefit of that company, and the benefit of the company is my own benefit. Now, since we were talking about health, how does the well-being of the company influence our own health? Because our competition is positive, it's as though we're playing like kids in a game. And actually, what we get is that we always get positive results, all of us. And all in all, what happens is that all of us are as if in some kind of party. What process do we have to take the organization through in order for the employees to come to that? That we're all benefiting as a result, and we get the most out of everyone and the most out of the organization, and each gets the most that he can out of it, and he deserves to get in the best possible way. We're approaching the end, so a few more things. We said that everything starts with explaining, that there's interdependence, to ask who we are, to describe what rules and controls us. How would you sum up this entire process or give some kind of tip in order to set this process on its way? First of all, there's need to talk and discuss these things, have meetings in the company. It's 100 workers, like Owen said. And then after that, after all of this, will be clear to do different exercises along with the talks. And after it is already clear, then gradually, and a decision made by all the workers did this preparation to start realizing it, that they themselves will feel that they're a part of this process, that they know and understand this process. And we talk about it once a week and what happened throughout this week and everything. So that will grow all the time. In conclusion, the health of employees in an organization depends on what? Only on the good relations between them, solely. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Good luck and be well. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.